For the Orleans County Historical Association, Helen McAllister of Medina, New York, is interviewing Mrs. Marjorie Falconer Johnston of Medina, New York. As a very young girl, Mrs. Johnston, as Marjorie Falconer, lived with her family at a place that has become known through the years as Wheelman's Rest. Mrs. Johnston, would you please tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in Orleans County on April 1st, 1896.
And would you give us your father's name and your mother's maiden name?
My father was James Falconer, and my mother was Cora Merrill Falconer.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two sisters. Maud Falconer Clow and Belle Falconer.
Okay. Would you tell us a little bit about the background? You said that your mother's father played an important part in your life. Would you tell us a little bit about your grandfather, Merrill?
Well, I can't tell you too much about him, only that he lived where I was born.
First of all, what is your grandfather's name? William?
William P. Merrill.
Okay. Would you tell us how he came to this area?
Well, I really don't know. I never even saw my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. But you said that he came and settled in the area in which you live.
Well, it must be way back that he purchased that part of the country down there, cleared some of it, what was known as the Oregon section.
Mm-hmm. The Oregon section, is that in Orleans County?
That's in Orleans County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where is that near? Where is that near?
Well, it would be north and east of Oak Orchard on the ridge.
Mm-hmm. Would you have some idea of when he might have come into that area?
Oh, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Did he build the house in which you lived?
I hardly think he did. I think part of the house must have dated way back from the structure of the walls. It must have been very old. Mm-hmm. And then when my mother was a young girl, he added on to the house.
I see. Were there many children? How many children did your...
My mother had two brothers.
Mm-hmm. What were their names?
Newton and...
Newton and... was one brother, and the other brother's name was
Guy.
Guy, yes. Aww. Guy Merrill. What did your grandfather do? Was he a farmer?
He must have been a farmer, from all I know.
A handy farmer,
I think, from the buildings around on the farm. That they evidently would shoe their own horses back at that time and do many things like that.
Mm-hmm. How large a farm would you say he had had?
Just about 65 acres.
Mm-hmm. Probably a fruit farmer?
More or less. Mm-hmm. There were, when I was a small child, there were lots of apple trees and grafted with most any kind of a fruit there was, I guess.
What?
All kinds of apples.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about your homestead. When was the addition built on? You said that was before you lived there, right?
Oh my, yes.
Oh, okay.
That was when my mother was 12 years old.
So your mother grew up in that house too?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Was she born there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Johnston, How did your mother and father happen to meet? Where did your mother live at the time?
She was living in Albion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
her parents had decided to move away from the farm?
I don't know just exactly her age when they moved into town, whether it was when she got up into high school or what it was.
Mm-hmm. But they left their farm homestead?
They left the farm and moved into Albion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what your grandfather did at that time for a living? Did he continue to be a farmer?
I suppose he was always a farmer.
Mm-hmm. When she was a young lady then, your mother met the man who was to become her husband and then your father. What did your father do at that time?
He was teaching school at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Country school.
Now that country school was in...
He taught it at Kenyonville, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what other schools.
Okay, well then how did they happen to go back out to the homestead?
Well, when my father and mother were married, my grandfather gave them the farm.
Wonderful.
So that meant he was going to be a farmer instead of a school teacher.
He evidently was familiar with farming before that.
Well, he was raised on a farm.
I see.
So that helped. But.
Did the grandparents come back and live with them?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, they lived in Albion.
They lived in Albion.
Uh-huh.
The Merrill. Well, now, is that in relation to the Merrill Funeral Home?
Distantly.
Is that right? So your parents were married, and let's see. When were they married? What year? Do you remember?
Oh, my. I would estimate 1884.
Yes. They were married in 1884, and they were probably married in Albion.
I imagine.
Yes. Back out to the homestead they went. Well, and your father was a farmer, and you have two sisters, and then you came along. Now, this tape primarily is to tell about Wheelman's Rest. A place that brings back pleasant memories to a great many older people. So I'd like to have you tell us as much as you can about the Wheelman's Rest, and then we'll find out more about the farm part of it.
Well, as far as I know, it was about a halfway point between Medina and Lakeside. And many people rode their bicycles. I think more adults than children. That would be a pretty long ride for children to Lakeside.
Mm-hmm.
And it started in by them stopping and asking if they could rest and have some refreshments. So it was usually a cookie and a glass of milk to start with. Then went into pop and ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I can tell you to begin with.
Well, eventually I understand that there was a small kind of building.
Well, there was a little summer house-like, a little pergola-like, mm-hmm. that stuck out over the bank.
Mm-hmm. Overlooking the river?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it made a nice place for people to go in and eat their ice cream.
Tell me about the ice cream. Where did they get that? I mean, how was it made?
Of course, there was homemade ice cream at that time.
Your folks made it?
My folks made it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was homemade. Cookies were homemade.
Milk came directly. Where did they keep the ice cream to keep it frozen?
I suppose they kept it right in the ice cream freezer, as they used to do. They would pack the ice with salt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More salt they put in, the colder it was. So it kept frozen.
Well, let's back up to where did your folks get the ice from? Would you tell us about that?
Well, the ice came from the creek in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
Being that we were right on the bank of the creek, made it very handy. And my father always harvested the ice in the winter. And he had a place in back of the barn that was filled with sawdust where he used to put the ice.
Okay. Do you remember helping to turn the crank to make the ice cream?
Oh, no. I was only 4 or 5 years old at that time.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did your folks, were they the ones that thought up the name Wheelman's Rest?
Evidently. Mm-hmm. Or else some of the people that came along.
Yes.
Perhaps they named it because it was a place to rest.
It's a very nice name. When you were describing the building to me earlier, I think that you said that part of it had a roof over it.
This little summer house?
Yes.
It did. Japanese style. Mm-hmm. Just thin plywood. Mm-hmm. And a railing around it. Mm-hmm. Benches and rough chairs, sort of hickory type chairs inside.
Would you say it would be about 20 feet square or 20 feet?
Oh, I would think 20, at least 20 mm-hmm. feet.
Well, we were driving around that area recently, and on the mailbox it still says Wheelman's Rest, uh-huh. but I think that you've told me part of the bank overlooking Oak Orchard Creek has fallen away, is that right?
Yes, it's receded quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So it would be.
There was a big sign. I remember that being out in the barn. It must have been a sign at least 15 feet long that had Wheelman's Rest on it.
Oh.
Now, I don't know where that was. Evidently, it was fastened up in the trees somewhere.
Hmm. Now the whole area is called Wheelman's Rest, isn't it?
Well, a lot of people just know that corner by Wheelman's Rest, and I think they don't even know why. It's a location.
Yes. Well, do you remember your mother baking cookies, your mother or sisters?
Not at that time.
Not at that time.
No.
Would you tell us about the well that was there?
Well, there was a well that was hand dug, laid up with stone, as they used to do. Back in the stoop of the house.
Now, a stoop is a back porch?
That was the front porch.
The front porch?
Uh-huh.
I see.
That recessed back in toward the dining room.
Hmm.
And this well was 32 feet deep, mm-hmm. and the water was very good and always icy cold. And there was a lot of people always liked to stop to get a drink out of the well.
Mm-hmm.
It was always kept with the old oaken bucket, went with it, so that added interest too.
Mm-hmm. And there was a dipper for them to drink out of?
Pardon?
There was a dipper for them to drink
oh,
out
yes.
of?
Oh, yes.
Was this
sure.
well covered?
No. Mm-hmm. No, it was an open well with a high curbing around it,
mm-hmm.
maybe 3 feet high.
Mm-hmm. What was that made of? Wood? Or?
Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the, I don't know what you call it, that you cranked it up by,
mm-hmm.
was across the curbing of it.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Johnston, did your father have hired help to help him?
He always had a hired man.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he lived in the house, and depending on the man, because there was an outside building with 4 or 5 rooms in it that we always kept apple pickers in the fall. They were fed in the house, but they slept in this building. And sometimes a year-round hired man lived in this place.
A year-round hired man, uh-huh. What kind of animals did your father have?
He had normal amount of pigs and horses, But he had quite a few cows, sometimes as many as 25 cows, and he shipped the milk.
Where did he ship that to?
To Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm. Would that go on the railroad?
That went on the Hojack from Ashford.
Oh. What kind of cows did he have, do you remember?
Just milk cows, that's all. Uh-huh. I think mostly Holstein or...
I see. Did you ever have any pets, such as a pet goat?
Oh, we always had dogs.
Dogs.
And cats, and any wild animal that we could train. Uh-huh. And one sister had a pet goat one time.
Mm-hmm. How was that? Was it tame, really?
He was tame with her, but not with me. So, I was usually absent when he was loose outside.
Your father had horses to help on the farm, but did he ever have a horse that he might have done any racing with?
He had a driving horse that was very good. So he had this horse bred, and he developed a nice racehorse. And he was entered in the races one fall.
Now, where do you say the races? Where would that be?
Well, that was at Albion Fair. Mm-hmm. And the sad part of it, the horse was poisoned.
Not at the fair, though.
In those days, you trusted everybody that didn't lock the barn like they do today. And
Well, when you were talking about racing the horse, would it be the kind of race where you'd ride the horse or a sulky?
No, it was sulky, harness races.
Harness racing.
Uh-huh.
Did he ever win? Did he win?
Well, he proved very good that first time, so. Mm-hmm. Enough so that made somebody jealous,
anyway.
Evidently.
The horse wasn't poisoned at the fair, was he?
Oh, no. This was a... I think it was around New Year's time.
Mm. Okay. Mrs. Johnston, while we're talking about horses, would you want to tell me the story again about the neighbor with a good horse?
It was a neighbor that used to stay too long at a little old hotel that they called the Red Onion at Ashwood. And whether somebody would put him in the buggy, it hardly seems that he was able to get in by himself, but the horse used to come up past our place and around the corner and take the man home. And lots of times the man was down in the bottom of the buggy. And I suppose when he got home, the wife took care of the horse and the man too.
And thank you. When you started going to school, where did you first go?
Oh, we had a little country school nearby, very near. And I finished the grades in Linnaville School.
Mm-hmm. How did you get to school?
Oh, the horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed through the week.
Mm-hmm. You
stayed? In the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. What, is that basket boarding?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What did you do with a horse and buggy?
Well, when it was good weather, you could always tie a horse in a church shed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Did they have drive barns down there?
Have what?
Drive barns for you to put the horse in, drive in?
No, I think we always put it in the church shed. There's a the school is still right next to the Methodist Church there.
Oh, yes.
So there were sheds in the back where they... Plenty of room for horses.
And when you finished going to Lindenville School, where did you go?
Well, at that time my oldest sister graduated from high school. and had to go to training class. So the nearest was Albion. Mm-hmm. So all three of us went to Albion school then.
The three sisters, your three sisters went to Albion school. Then did you stay in Albion?
Then we stayed in Albion, basket board. Mm-hmm. I started in high school, and my next, the oldest sister, graduated from high school that year.
Mm-hmm. What year did you graduate from high school?
1916.
Uh-huh. From Albion High School. Did you ride the trolley much in those years?
Did I what?
Ride the trolley.
A car?
The trolley car.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was in progress at that time.
Mm-hmm. Could you go back and forth?
We could take the trolley at Knowlesville.
Mm-hmm. And that would take you from Knowlesville into?
Right into Albion.
Yes. That would help in getting back home, wouldn't it?
We always came home weekends.
Mm-hmm. While you were in school, did you take a business course or anything special?
After school?
No, in school, in high school.
No, it was a regular course. It was a Latin scientific course because they taught no other languages in Albion at that time.
Latin scientific?
Yeah.
Does that mean you take the sciences?
Well, it meant that I had to go through high school on Latin.
I see.
All the way through.
I think you said that you were interested in singing at that time.
Well, I took voice lessons through high school and took part in any musicals they had in the high school.
There was a group of you that sang, a sextet that sang?
Pardon?
Was there a sextet that sang?
Oh, yes, there were six of us that used to be called on to render something at times.
Do you remember any of the songs? Any of the names?
No, that's too far back now.
And I think you said you took piano lessons, too.
Oh, I always played piano. Mm-hmm. I guess from the time I was about 5 years old up.
Do you remember your teacher, piano teacher's name?
The last I took was from Mrs. Woodford, Knowlesville. Mm-hmm. But I even took from Bill Cooper way back. So.
Is that right?
When I was about 11 years old, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think she just started about that time. She only lived a mile east of us.
I see. I didn't know that. Did they have music in school, such as choruses and other lessons like that in school for music?
Well, they didn't stress music like they do now.
Mm-hmm. No marching bands?
No. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Johnson, what about sports in the Albion School? Did the girls participate?
Well, there was always a girls' basketball team. And
did you
flowing bloomers, you know. Holding you down. Couldn't play very hard with those on.
Bloomers and white midi tops, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I remember the bloomers went way out here. And that, I think, was about my last year of high school. That was when they first had a football team.
In Albion?
In Albion.
Yeah, right.
1916.
And all of the boys were eager to play?
Oh, yes,
schools nearby?
Yes, Medina was a big rival, of course.
Immediately, huh?
Yeah.
Did they have cheerleaders to start with?
I don't recall that it. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. When when it came time to eat your noon lunch, was there a cafeteria in the school?
No cafeteria, no. There were places where they could eat their lunch if they brought it. But we usually went to where we boarded. Mm-hmm. Had our lunch there.
What about illnesses in the school? Was there a school nurse on duty?
No nurse at all.
Mm-hmm. Or doctor?
Don't remember ever having any examination for anything in school.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember having to have vaccinations before you went to school?
No, never.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember being concerned about polio or smallpox?
No, that was more when I was out of school, mm-hmm. afterward. Mm-hmm. I remember at the very last, I think there was kind of a scare of, I don't remember whether it was scarlet fever or typhoid fever. Mm-hmm. And they thought everyone should be vaccinated then, but they weren't mm-hmm. all vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Were you vaccinated?
No. Mm-hmm. No, because the doctor we went to said, wait until the teachers are vaccinated.
Oh, dear. You graduated in 1916, and then you went home?
Then I stayed home, I think, for 2 years after that. Mm-hmm. And kept on with studying piano. And there were a few youngsters in the neighborhood that I taught, got started on the piano. Then my uncle thought that I should go to business school. My father wasn't worried about it. I don't think my mother was at the time very much, but he influenced her to think that I should become a stenographer.
What was your uncle's name?
Pardon?
What was your uncle's name?
Guy.
Oh, this is Guy.
This is Guy.
Okay. Where was the business school he wanted you to go to?
There was a business school here in town, in Medina. Mm-hmm. It was a man from Rochester that had come up and started the business school.
Mm-hmm. Where was that located?
That was up over Curvin Stone.
Now, this man from Rochester's name was Mr. Underhill, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yes. What did they teach there?
Shorthand and typewriting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long a course would that be?
Well, I remember I went all winter. I don't remember just how much more.
Mm-hmm. A 1 year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you took typing and shorthand?
Uh-huh.
Did you go back and forth, or did you basketboard again?
Well, that year I boarded in Albion for the fun of it. Uh-huh. Some people that I knew, and went back and forth on the trolley.
Oh, yes.
And there were three other girls from Albion that went to business school same time that I knew. Uh-huh. So.
Are they still living?
Two of them are. I don't know about uh-huh. the other one.
What are their names?
Well, one was Dr. Whittier's daughter, mm-hmm. lived in Albion, but I think she lives in Angola now. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one lives down near Rochester somewhere. Mm-hmm. I know she's alive, but I haven't seen her for years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I think the third one died recently.
Mm-hmm. Well. And after you finished your business school training, did you get a job?
Yes, I went to the Sweat Iron Works to work. Mm-hmm. And I was there for 2 or 3 years. Then I left there. They were advertising for a girl at the Empire Couch Company, which was a furniture factory. Mm-hmm. So I went there to work. Mm-hmm.
That was a better job.
That was a better job.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
I think about 15 years. Mm-hmm.
Who were the three men who ran the Empire Couch Company?
There was J.D. Smith and Gardner Phillips and Ernest Henner. Mm-hmm. And as soon as Howard Phillips, the son of Gard Phillips, as soon as he finished Princeton, he came into the office to work.
Mm-hmm. So there were four men then. Mm-hmm. Then you said that two of the men died.
Yeah, Mr. Smith and Mr. Phillips.
Mm-hmm. And that left Mr. Henner in charge. And he made an addition, you said.
Well, they had built on quite an addition. A big showroom, and when the bank closed, it really kind of swallowed them up.
Mm-hmm. This was about what year? About
1931.
Okay. So this led you to find a different source of employment, or were you still working there?
So I quit there because they had reduced my wages, giving me credit for what they reduced, but I didn't know how that would ever come out in the end. But mm-hmm. So I quit and stayed home for the summer. Mm-hmm. Then in the fall, Mr. Johnston of Johnston's Linens came on the scene.
Well, then I must ask you, how did Mr. Johnston find Marjorie Faulkner? You said something about his going to the post office often.
He knew Tommy Martin that worked in the post office very well, so mm-hmm. he went in the post office and asked him if he knew of anybody that he could get to come in the office, mm-hmm. who he would recommend. Mm-hmm. So he recommended me.
He came down to
see if I would take the job. And I finally consented that I would.
Now, Mr. Johnston was Mr. Sidney Johnston?
Right.
Of the Johnston's Linens
yeah.
of Medina. And where was the office at that time?
Oh, that was in the building.
The building?
Oh, the Johnson's Linens.
Okay.
Johnson's Linens is directly in back of the house on 319 Pearl Street mm-hmm. on Bennett Place.
I see. And you said that building has been there how long now?
It was built in 1929.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Johnston, let's back up just a little bit here. I'd like you to tell us about your first car that you got.
It was a Model T Ford that I had to crank. And that was when I worked at the Sweat Iron Works.
How much did you pay for that? Have you any idea?
I think they were around $700 that time. Mm-hmm. And there were six of us girls that worked there in the office. So they all would pile in my car when we'd go home at night.
Do you remember the horn? What was the horn like?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Did you push it, or one of those that you squeeze?
No, I think you pushed it.
Do you remember the clutches on the floor?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And I remember you had to, in cold weather, you had to jack up the hind wheel because it would crank easier.
Hmm.
It would put the back wheel in motion, too, and then you get in, put the brake on, and slow the wheel down.
Hmm.
You'd be all set.
When you'd start the car, the wheels would start to spin?
If you had it jacked up.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Of course you put it in neutral, so it could.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Let's also talk for just a moment about your remembrances of World War I, or during that period of time. What do you remember about it?
Well, I remember the night the armistice was signed, how people got out in the streets and did everything imaginable.
Mm-hmm. Make a lot of noise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I corresponded with a young man in Minnesota that I put my name in the sweater that I knitted, like everyone did at the time, you know.
Oh, would you do that for the Red Cross?
Then they answered to one that got the sweater.
Oh. Uh-huh. Did he go overseas or what?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I afterwards saw him. I was out in Minnesota with some cousins. Mm-hmm. We drove around that way and saw him afterward. Hmm.
I haven't heard of this before, of the knitting for the Red Cross.
Oh, we knitted socks and mufflers and sweaters, sleeveless sweaters. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible gray yarn. It wasn't refined at all. Mm. Kind of smelled of the mutton, you know.
Mm. Well, you remember the night that the armistice was signed in Medina?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I remember it down by home more.
Down by Wheelman's Rest, you mean?
Yeah, there was a bunch of people that got out and they found a keg of tar along the road and they put that in the road and set fire to it. Just anything for excitement, you know.
Mm. Mm. Another point of interest that we've omitted here, didn't mean to, you were talking about the completion of the Waterport Dam. You remember that?
I remember somebody making the remark that it would take weeks to fill it up with water. They felt it was such a depth to take an awful lot of water.
Mm-hmm. You said that was how deep?
70 feet.
70 feet. And it did take a long time to fill it up, didn't it?
Well, I don't recall that it did.
Mm-hmm. Well, now to get back to Johnston's Linens, you said that Mr. Johnston wanted you to come and work for him. Was that to be a permanent job?
No, he thought if I would come and help them through the Christmas rush, which would have been October and November, and part of December. Mm-hmm. But I continued on from that.
Mm-hmm. After that came the inventory?
Inventory, and then as gradually the business kept getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said another friend of yours was working there, Mildred Olds?
Yes, Mildred had been out there quite a while then. Mm-hmm. I think Mildred worked out there about 35 years.
Hmm.
Well, there was an Edward Cromwell that worked there, that took care of the orders and did quite a bit of packing.
Well, your work at Johnston's Linens continued, and you and Mr. Johnston became good friends, and finally you decided to marry. Would you tell us when you were married?
We were married January 18, 1935.
Mm-hmm.
After we were married, we went to Texas. Mr. Johnston wanted to look up a town where his father lived when he was a boy for a short time. Outside of Houston. So we were in Texas for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was nice down there at that time of year.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So we spent some time in San Antonio and Houston, Dallas.
How did you go? Did you fly?
We drove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you came back to your home.
And we came back here.
Yes. Yes. Would you tell us about a little bit about this beautiful home? You said it's only been belonged to two families.
The house was built by S.G. Raleigh that had the lumber yard here. And he was the father to Mrs. Harry Tanner. Mm-hmm. And I've always heard about all the good times they had when the Raleigh family was growing up. Mm-hmm. The house was changed somewhat by Mr. Johnston. Most of it remains the same. The floors remain the same, some parquet floors, but are covered now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the woodwork is cherry.